This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Major League Baseball is here to stay right here.
This project is a home run and means so much more to us than sports.
40 years that we have been waiting for promises that were made. Well, we are waiting no longer.
This is what the community was promised, and this is what we will accomplish. This is what progress looks like. And our Rays are here to stay.
Welcome to our latest episode of our podcast series, Here to Stay. This segment highlights one of the many community organizations that backs the historic gas plant redevelopment project. I'm your host today, Neil Solance. The Boys and Girls Clubs of Tampa Bay and the Suncoast have a long and successful history in this area. I asked Freddie Williams, CEO of the clubs in Tampa Bay and the Suncoast, about the organization's mission.
The Boys and Girls Club's mission is to inspire and empower young people to become productive, caring, and responsible citizens. And the mission has existed since 1859. We started in Hartford, Connecticut. There's a group of caring parents that saw there needed to be a safe place for young boys to go after school. And they opened up their homes for help with homework and give them snacks and meals and to provide character development programs so they would stay out of trouble. And that concept has spun out across the country since. And we now have more than 5,000 Boys and Girls Clubs in all 50 states that serve nearly 4 million kids each year. We have local chapters. We have two chapters here in the market. We have the Boys and Girls Clubs of the Suncoast, which serves Pinellas County. And we have the Boys and Girls Clubs of Tampa Bay, which serves Hillsborough and Pasco County. But both chapters here locally provide services to nearly 3,000 kids every day after school at more than 50 locations here locally. And through outreach and community programs, we provide services to an additional 20,000 plus youth. We serve young people between 5 years old and 24 years old. Most people have known us to be 5 to 18, but recently we entered into a strategic agreement with Earn to Learn Florida, which allows us to provide college and career programming for young adults and provide scholarship administration to ensure our club members are graduating from trade and college debt-free. So we're proud of that. And something that we're doing here locally, I have a wonky title as the CEO of both Boys and Girls Clubs of the Suncoast and Tampa Bay, and that's because we entered into a shared services agreement in 2023. So where I'm serving as the CEO of both organizations, recognizing that the challenges that young people have faced, particularly since the pandemic, have been extraordinary, and that it will take extraordinary interventions to help provide the services that young people need. And as such, we found that we would be stronger working together in a collaborative way. And so now having both Boys and Girls Clubs working collaboratively allows us to take the best of both sides of the bay to better serve young people. And it's been a powerful, powerful partnership for us to better serve the community. And I'm so proud to see what the future holds working together.
To do all that you are doing, though, takes a tremendous amount of work and tremendous amount of passion. How did your passion start with the Boys and Girls Club, and what did it draw from?
Yeah, so my passion starts in Boys and Girls Club, where I was a club member. I was a club member as a kid, and credit the Boys and Girls Club for saving my life as a kid, and forever indebted to what the Boys and Girls Club has poured into me. I got a lot of life lessons out of the club in terms of you know, being a productive member of society, what it takes to be a good leader, to be a good husband and father and teammate, But one thing the club taught me was that whenever you make it, bring others along the way. And I thought I wanted a career in public affairs and politics, which the club helped me realize at a young age. But what I realized is that the influence that I wanted to see in the world was really geared for kids. And much of that drew on my experiences at the Boys and Girls Club. So I had a pivot after the 2008 election and moving out of public affairs and politics and working with Boys and Girls Clubs. And it's been an absolute dream come true since to be able to dedicate my career and skills and abilities in a mission that is deeply meaningful in my life. I saw what it did for me and realized that every single day we wake up and have the opportunity to provide the experiences and exposure and social capital for young people to truly change their lives and change our communities.
And I'm sure it's got to be extremely rewarding as well. During that time, I know that you have, and the Boys and Girls Clubs here locally have partnered with the Rays. What has that partnership been like, if you could detail it for us?
Oh, I love our partnership with the Tampa Bay Rays. I would rate it as one of the model type of partners partnerships that nonprofits could have with a corporate partner. Boys and Girls Clubs of America and Major League Baseball have an official partnership where the Boys and Girls Clubs is the official charity partner of Major League Baseball. And I often tease with my colleagues around the country that have professional baseball teams in their market, the ability of the Tampa Bay Rays to localize that partnership with Boys and Girls Clubs, I would rate as best in class. You know, we tease, I don't want to call any other ball clubs out, but, you know, being able to say what the Tampa Bay Rays are doing with our local Boys and Girls Clubs truly is special. And, specifically of some of the things that the Rays do, they certainly show up with their talent, their time, and their treasure in providing financial support to the Boys and Girls Clubs to ensure our young people have access to our clubs, which is incredible what the Rays provide. They show up with their talent, literal talent on the field, where we have players that are coming in to the Boys and Girls Clubs to inspire them to, whether it be through reading with the Rays or just showing up to be a mentor and a positive role model to our Boys and Girls Club members. Additionally, the Tampa Bay Rays, what we find in Boys and Girls Clubs is that, you know, making sure that we can unlock the imagination and young people seeing what could exist and experiences are a key part of that. So the Tampa Bay Rays ensure that our Boys and Girls Club members have access to ball games. And it's so cool seeing just the magic of baseball spark in our young members' minds, where they ordinarily may not have had the ability to attend a baseball game, with a world-class team that's right here in their backyard. And for us to be able to provide that, we often hear from our kids of what one of their favorite things are in the Boys and Girls Clubs is, you know, going down to the ballpark and having that experience during the, you know, particularly some of the summer games. There's also some additional supports that the Tampa Bay Rays provide in terms of other partnership activations, whether it's, you know, providing meals for our kids during the holidays, sponsoring our young people for providing holiday gifts for kids that ordinarily may not have access to gifts, and so many other things that the Rays provide. And their support of the Rays doesn't exist. And I tell this to my colleagues in other markets around the country, that the partnership isn't just an all-in for Boys and Girls Clubs. They're providing tremendous support to other nonprofit partners here locally. And it truly is a special thing. And we're so, so grateful of the partnership with the Rays.
So based on that, obviously, I'm sure you've paid attention to what's going on with the potential historic gas plant district development project. What have you thought, and maybe what excites you the most about it?
Yeah, so this certainly has been, haven't been living under a rock over the last few months. And it truly is, one, first and foremost, exciting to see that the Tampa Bay Rays will be here in our region, you know, for generations to come and decades to come, as a father of young kids, on a personal level, knowing that I have the ability to see the excitement and magic that shows up in my kids when we have the ability to go to a baseball game and spend time as a family is something you just really can't quantify in words. Same is true with our club members and being able to provide that. So it's so exciting to see that we have the ability to still have baseball here, because it certainly is important to my family and important to many of the young people that we're able to provide access to. One of the things that, you know, specifically that we're excited with is some of the potential work opportunities and job and career opportunities that may be provided through this development. You heard me reference earlier about how Boys and Girls Clubs are now serving, extending the age that we serve young people up to 24 years old. And part of that's because we found that young people graduate from high school, but oftentimes they need a little additional support to help them through their first few years after high school. And what we've really doubled down on is ensuring that we can ensure what we call young people becoming life and workforce ready. And so we're working to ensure that our young people have the skills, abilities, and competencies so they can compete in a global economy. So understanding that there are job opportunities to help our young people develop skills, whether it be through apprenticeships or pre-apprenticeships, and have access to keep them here, home, locally, creates so many, reduces so many barriers that may exist, and truly creates economic mobility for the young people that we're serving. So excited to see what comes of that to help ensure that we can, you know, provide stability for our club members and their families.
And how do projects like this overall impact the St. Petersburg and Tampa Bay community in your mind?
Being able to see the community come together for an institution and something that means so much to our community is pretty cool. I love to see the sense of community that is coming together around baseball and the Tampa Bay Rays. And it's really, really cool to see that happen. It's an exciting time, not only in St. Petersburg, but across the Tampa Bay region. We have a phenomenal baseball team that puts on a phenomenal product on the field. And it's going to be great to see our world-class players be able to play in a world-class stadium as well.
And you touched on this, the idea of mentorship and apprenticeship programs. This is all kind of a piece of the intentional equity initiatives. How important are those types of initiatives and the impact they can have on young people?
You know, oftentimes whenever our young people are given opportunities that we're helping facilitate with apprenticeships and pre-apprenticeships and paid internships, work-based learning, all of the different experiences and opportunities that we can provide, many times they feel that it's not within reach of them. And a project and opportunity and partnership of bringing the city of St. Petersburg together with the business community, with the nonprofit community, and the Pinellas County, and all of the other entities that are coming together around this sends a strong message that there is hope and there is opportunity for our young people, particularly knowing that whenever they know that they've had the magic of baseball that's been introduced to them at a young age through the Tampa Bay Rays, and they know that they're a trusted partner, and then they see that they then can have that continuation of this trusted partnership and something that can help them through economic mobility and have a plan for the future is really a cool thing. Additionally, one other thing that has been done through the years is the Tampa Bay Rays also provide career days for our Boys and Girls Club members at Tropicana Field as well, and understanding the various careers that exist and could exist in working in professional sports and professional baseball. The kids were able to take a concept that they may have heard in the news and see it in real life through intentional programming and intentional partnerships that have existed for years.
Well, let's hope those programs continue to grow and prosper. And we appreciate you sharing on our latest podcast.
I'm happy to be here and so appreciative of the partnership with Boys and Girls Clubs of the Rays, and let's go Rays.
Thanks so much to Freddie Williams of the Boys and Girls Clubs of Tampa Bay and the Suncoast for joining us on the latest of our series, Here to Stay. Thanks so much for being with us, and we'll talk with you soon.